It's always seemed to me, turning to another sport, that the appeal of running is that all you need is a good pair of shoes and a stretch of open road. But like everything else in our lives, this most basic sport has gone high tech. Go out for a jog these days, and your GPS watch will constantly update your pace and distance. And now smartphones with built-in GPS have gotten into the game, offering lots of new tools to runners. We asked NPR's Tamara Keith to take a couple of these programs for a spin.
I'm a runner. Not a good one, not a fast one, just a runner. And I'm a total gearhead. I'm the person you see coming down the trail with a GPS wristwatch on one arm, an MP3 player on the other, water bottles strapped around my waist, and compression socks pulled up to my knees. I realize this is super geeky, but I love to know precisely how fast I'm going. And if my GPS says I've only gone 5.95 miles, I'll run up and down my driveway to get it up to 6. So, of course, one of the first things I did when I got my new iPhone was install a bunch of running-related apps. Runkeeper, iMap My Run, the Nike Plus app, and one from Adidas called My Coach.
Begin workout. Blue Zone. 5 minutes.
With My Coach, you set up a training plan online. Then the app guides you through your runs with voice cues.
So it says to start out slow. So we'll start out slow.
Today's workout is an interval run with a couple of 5-minute fast-paced intervals.
Speed up to yellow zone, 5 minutes.
I'm wearing my Garmin GPS watch, too, to see how they compare.
Speed up to yellow zone.
It doesn't believe me. I'm going faster. So my Garmin says I'm doing a 9:15 pace. And my phone says I'm doing a 9:36 pace. And this is the problem with having too much information at your fingertips.
And so it goes, with the phone telling me to speed up and slow down until the workout is complete.
Great job. Time, 35 minutes. Calories, 365.
Like all of these apps, My Coach allows you to check your stats, see the run on a map, tweet your results, and upload the data to the web. They all cost less than $10 and have slightly different bells and whistles. David Willey is the editor-in-chief of Runner's World magazine. He regularly uses iMap My Run and Runkeeper.
I've actually gotten quite addicted to the data and the specific information that I can get in real time and then sort of play with after my run.
He says in the past, only very serious or elite professional runners got this kind of coaching and detailed information. Now anyone can.
There are probably more runners that are out there training smarter than there ever have been because of technology and the sort of democratization of technology.
And then there are people like Rich Cohen.
It's nice to just go out there with your watch and just enjoy the outdoors and enjoy the nice weather and the people running around you and maybe some of the scenes.
And when he says watch, he's not talking about one with a built-in GPS, just a plain old watch, so he knows what time it is. Rich and I run together when he wants to take it slow. And I get the sense that he thinks all my gear and technology are silly.
If I want to run 6 miles, I'll go for about 45 minutes. If I feel like I'm going a little slower, I might add on a few minutes. I don't feel a need to say, I'm going out at 7:30 a mile. I need to run 7:30 a mile for 6 miles to feel like I accomplished what I was trying to do that day.
But if you do want to know exactly how far and exactly how fast you went, there are now plenty of options. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
And you'll find a summary of running apps on the All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.